There's a housing crisis going on at the Wind River Indian Reservation in central Wyoming. For its growing population of 15,000 residents, there aren't nearly enough homes to go around and very little funding to build more. The problem has led to high rates of homelessness in Fremont County. But on rural reservations like Wind River, homelessness doesn't look much like it does in big cities. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards explains.
Last spring, when the rains came pouring through his roof, 85-year-old Hugh Ridgely moved out of his house and into his truck. Sitting behind his steering wheel, he points out the window at a ramshackle cabin under the cottonwoods.
See, this old house, this old log house, my dad built that back in, I guess, early 30s, 35, somewhere. And he just used an axe and team of horses.
It was his relative, Linnell Shakespeare, who lived nearby, who first realized what was going on.
So when I did, it was the evening time, and I pulled in, and he was sitting on his truck. And I gave him some food, and he just ate it real fast, and he was real hungry. And I see he got enough blankets, because he just had a jacket over his legs. And I says, how come you're sleeping in your truck? He said, my house flooded out. And I said, oh, man. When I left, I started crying.
Hugh Ridgely is a decorated Korean War veteran who fought in the Battle of Bunker Hill, one of only 9 soldiers out of 250 who survived. But Shakespeare says,
it ain't just because he's a vet. He's an elder. He's one of the last that know our native language, the old style. God, he's 85 years old.
Shakespeare offered to let him live in a spare room at her house.
He said, no. He says, it's my home. He said, I'm not leaving it.
She shows me the flood damage to his home.
This is where the mold, the water was coming, and it flooded this whole thing.
So just the roof just gave out right here. Yeah. So is this kind of mold in here? That's kind of what we're looking at.
And it's all over. It's all over in there.
Shakespeare tried to clean up the mold in his house herself, but soon realized she needed help. She turned to Cherokee Brown, a longtime veteran advocate on the reservation.
Every family on the reservation, I can tell you, has at least one veteran in their family, if not more. Every family.
But even so, for years, getting home loans through the Veterans Administration for repairs like Ridgely's has been impossible because of a legal technicality based on where his home is. The VA doesn't have a legal agreement to give these loans on the Wind River Reservation yet. Although they're in the final stages of completing that process, it was clear to Brown it wouldn't happen in time for winter. She says another option, through the Volunteers of America, offered to pay for him to move to town.
But since he's not willing to move from his home, which is on tribal land, into town, which, why should he? This is his home. This is where his roots are. This is where his family was raised. He shouldn't have to move to have access to those dollars or to those funds.
Since Ridgely won't move, the Northern Arapaho tribe paid for a travel trailer to install on his property. For over a week, Stanford and James St. Clair from the Tribal Employment Rights Office have been hooking it up.
This here is, we're tying into the sewer system.
Hooked up electricity?
Yep.
Yeah, and then we put some water out there.
We leveled the camper.
Veteran advocate Brown says veterans are humble and won't necessarily ask for this kind of help.
Thing is, there's so many of other veterans out there that need the same thing. They face the same challenges that he's facing right now.
Brown says there are 300 homeless families on the reservation right now. But like Ridgely, they aren't necessarily on the street. Here, people make room, squeezing in wherever they can. But it's a slippery slope, and sometimes they do end up sleeping in a vehicle or at a park. Since 2014, when the state hired a homelessness coordinator and began conducting point-in-time counts of homeless people, Fremont County has had some of the highest numbers. Last January, about 100 unsheltered homeless were counted here.
But that doesn't even count or include the individuals who stay from house to house.
That's homeless advocate Charles Aragon, the organizer of a recent conference on homelessness in Riverton. He says the reservation housing shortage creates a cycle that feeds on itself, especially when several families rely on only one or two vehicles and can't always make it to work or school. Aragon says that leads to depression, alcoholism, health problems.
And so they don't have any other option either to go out onto the streets, or some people have lived in their vehicles. it's hard to find a way out, hard to find some that one or two people who's going to help you out.
For Korean vet Hugh Ridgely, though, he's found a few people to keep him from sleeping in his truck this winter. But with these sub-zero temperatures, the solution isn't a permanent one for an elderly man. The question is whether the VA will find a way through the red tape to help him rebuild his family home in time for next winter. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.